There's a call coming through.
Hello, you're on the Homelessness Marathon. Can you identify yourself, please?
Yeah, Michel Prescott. I'm the member of the Executive Committee of the City of Montreal, responsible for housing.
And Michel Prescott, I'd like to introduce you to Andy Edwards, a squatter here in Montreal, co-hosting our national, first-ever National Homelessness Marathon.
Good evening, Mr. Prescott.
Good evening.
Okay. We're just talking about the homeless situation here in Montreal, and I'd like to know what your comment is on this situation.
Well, there is indeed a homeless, and the problem is real, but I just want to give you some information about what the new administration in Montreal does about that problem. We are... maybe you didn't know that because I've been told that you are somehow challenging Mayor de Tremblay to come and talk to you about the housing situation in Montreal. Anyway, since we are there, we managed to have an agreement with the Quebec government so that we will triple the pace of construction of new social and community housing in Montreal, compared to what's going on for the last at least 7 years, I would say. And it won't resolve all the problems, but it's certainly an effort that probably have little or no comparison anywhere else in Canada.
The Toronto Disaster Relief Committee says that homelessness in this country should be treated as a national disaster, that it should be treated with as much seriousness and attention and with as much due speed as the disaster efforts after the ice storm. How do you feel about calling homelessness a disaster in Montreal?
Well, the disaster is, you know, to be homeless is very difficult, and there is many homeless people in Montreal. But I would say that in Montreal, if you compare it to Toronto, and I know a little about the situation in Toronto. I've been there a bit. I've seen some image of people sleeping on the street with their sleeping bag. We still have in Montreal enough place to, we have mostly enough place to receive the people and to be sure that they have one place to sleep. I mean, an inside bed, you know, in the building. I should add that this summer we had to create new spaces for homeless people because the places like Albury Mission or Accueil Bonneau could not afford to receive the amount of people that need to sleep inside because of the cold. But we did something about it. We have opened a few hundreds of beds so that people could at least sleep inside. But that does not solve the problem in the sense that still those people do not have a home. You know, it's or, in French we say refuge.
Okay, my name is Jacques. And I was a squatter. We had a project there, and we were peaceful, and we've been kicked out and made some homeless out of us. And last year, Mr. Tremblay, the mayor, did promise about no more homeless. So what's about it now?
But again, well, I think the mayor said that his administration was going to do all that we can do to resolve the problem. So again, what we achieve or what we are in the process of achieving is to create in Montreal much more social housing. We're talking about coop d'habitation or special housing for women, for homeless people. And you know, you have to understand that cities, I think that's all over Canada. Cities has certain possibilities. I'm talking about money now. So most of the money in terms of social housing or housing for homeless are coming from the provincial government or the Canadian government. So the Quebec government at least had made an effort for Montreal in 2003 and 2004, budget 2002, 2003, but the construction are in process, and those houses could be used, let's say, next year and the year after. Oh, it's not perfect, but I think we have to agree that there is an effort in Montreal that should be followed by other cities.
Mr. Prescott, I would like to ask you a good question here. Okay, it's worth you're willing to spend $70 million on an Olympic stadium, but you're not willing to spend a cent on low cost housing. And don't tell me this is an excuse that you're finding that it's Quebec City. Okay, I'm talking about Montreal for the moment. Okay, right now, this is a serious problem. Mayor Trombley did. And in one of his election promises, he did offer to make 1,563 new housing available to the homeless people. None of it was made. Only 204 units were made in all. Angus Reid Shops. The shop was given to the poor people for low-cost housing. Today, all we see is Loblaws, a pharmaceutical company that's on the land, and a lot of condominiums. Now, what's the excuse this time? This is breaking of zoning laws. You've got problems in St. Henry right now along the Lachine Canal that only condominiums are being built up, but not low-cost housing. What's the excuse? You're saying, oh, it's the problem of Quebec City. No, Montreal does collect taxes from taxpayers, okay? And there's no excuse why low-cost housing isn't available in our city and why a lot of land is taken away from the poor people so that the rich can get in and have their condominiums. And there's no excuse for this, Michel Prescott. I held you responsible, and I hold Mr. Trombley responsible for this housing crisis that we do have in our city. I'm sorry. I don't see eye to eye with you.
Okay, for the Olympic Stadium, you know, like it or not, you have to agree that the Olympic Stadium budget or ownership is the responsibility of the Quebec government. The city of Montreal do not put a cent in the Olympic Stadium, and by the way, did not receive a cent in tax from the Olympic Stadium. As a matter of fact, we're still paying for the debts. We're still paying for the as citizens of Quebec. We're still paying for the for the stadium. Now we have, you said that there is nothing has been done, or less, not much has been done for the homeless, but again, it's it may be enough, but it's much more than it has to be, that had been done in the past. And we are in a continual discussion with the Quebec government and the Canadian government to have more money to do more in terms of social housing. But again, it's a case in Montreal, Vancouver, Toronto. I'm sure that my colleague over there will agree, or I mean, we must agree. It's a matter of fact that cities do not have the budget to take all the financial burden of construction of new house for people who need a decent house and do not have it. We count on the will of the provincial and Canadian government, and their answer is that in Quebec, I must say that if you compare the Quebec situation to some other provinces in Canada, the Quebec government does a little more than I would say to Ontario, for instance. But they will tell you that they have money to put in health problems, for instance, or school problems, Again, I won't convince you that everything is perfect. I'm not even myself. I'm convinced of the contrary. We have, as a society, to do more. But as a municipal politician, I can tell you that we are trying to do as much as we can with the money that comes available from the Canadian and the Quebec government. And for the Canal Lachine, or the southwest of Montreal, most of the project that you are talking about are projects that were launched by at the time of the previous administration. What we are trying to do now is something that is done in Vancouver, is that when somebody has a private project, we are trying to convince the people to include some social housing within it. So, which means that you may have a few units being a co-op, housing co-op, within the building that...
Excuse me, but I'm actually originally from Vancouver, and I know how those projects work. What happens is when they include a certain portion for lodging, it's only under something like 3 to 5 year period, and then after that, boom, you know, it's
really?
Under discretion. Yes, it is.
I didn't know that, but I can tell you that what we're doing in Montreal is that we're talking with the developer, and we're talking about permanent and long-term, as long as the building will stand, social housing. A housing co-op is there for, you know, very, very long. You know, a housing co-op does not die after 3 years, so that's the approach that we have.
Michelle Prescott, thank you for joining us by phone.
By the way, if I could understand la demoiselle de France tout à l'heure qui avait des difficultés à vous entendre, parce que moi je suis à Montréal et j'ai une certaine difficulté à vous entendre, bien que je trouve sympathique que vous fassiez votre programme sur la rue comme vous le faites sur Ontario, pas très loin de chez moi d'ailleurs.
Peut-être la prochaine fois tu peux nous rejoindre sur la rue.
Oui, mais j'étais pas averti, moi.
C'est
un collègue de travail qui m'a dit que vous étiez un nom. Autrement, je serais passé vous voir en sortant de l'hôtel de ville. Tout à l'heure, on avait un comité exécutif par République pour tout le monde.
J'apprécie beaucoup ton temps.
Merci.
Et merci.